Welcome to Q&A Selling Online, with answers to questions about creating an online empire, promoting products, or building a brand. Your host, private label and e-commerce entrepreneur, Quinn Amorm.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 42 of Q&A Selling Online. Today, I have a question. There's been a couple episodes without questions. I just break out some, you know, where I just share some tips and hacks or how to do something. But today there's a question from James. And James says, can you please walk me through the steps of creating a podcast as if I knew nothing? And then in brackets says, which I don't. Okay, so podcasting, it seems, I don't know if everybody has the same opinion, but before starting a podcast, I had the opinion that it is like a dragon with three heads. It is some scary stuff. But reality is, it's the easiest, it's one of the easiest things I ever got into, to be completely honest. If you ever created a blog, if you ever wrote a blog, if you have any WordPress site, then you have zero, basically, you have everything that you need. You have zero worries of not knowing what to do. If you never created a blog, if you don't have a WordPress, it is still simple. And I'll explain step by step. I hope I don't forget anything. I've created two podcasts so far. I run two podcasts. So anyway, let's go back to the step by step. So I've done it twice. The third one is on this way and I'm going to do it again. Hopefully I remember every single step so I can guide you through this, James. And James and everybody else that wants to create a podcast, because this is an amazing tool, having a podcast. It's not for revenue. So don't think of creating a podcast for revenue. To be completely honest, I do not make with the Q&A Selling Online. I don't make any money. As you noticed, I have not set up a single advertiser on this. And it costs me about $15 per episode currently. It was more, but now I actually write my own, the blog. I write the blog from the content of this. So it costs me about $15 per episode. So I'm not gaining anything with this. For the people that think that I'm making a fortune with a podcast, it actually costs me a bunch of money at the end of the day, right? At the end of the month and at the end of the year. Anyway, let's go to this. Let's go to step by step. What you need is, if you have a blog, if you have your own server, if you know how to create WordPress sites, that's super easy. I'm going to start with that and then I'll talk to everybody that doesn't have the WordPress option. So if you have the WordPress option, go install a brand new fresh copy on your domain, the domain that you want to use for this blog. And I recommend, even if you don't have a WordPress or never had one, I recommend you actually having a blog about your podcast. That's where you're going to have the show notes, just like I have qasellingonline.com. That's where you go to check the show notes. That's where you see the things that you misunderstood when I'm talking, or sometimes if I made a mistake, like I did in the last episode, I mentioned how I've been buying websites on Flippa since 2007. And after the show, while writing the show notes, I heard myself talking about it, and I'm, you know what? That doesn't sound right. So I went and I checked, and my first purchase was in the mid towards the end of 2009, actually. So I was wrong by a couple years. Not that that makes a big difference to you, the listener, but I still like to have things correct, right? So go ahead, create your blog, and if you don't have your own server, if you have your own server, obviously you know what to do. You know how to start this. You know how to buy a domain. I recommend you buy a domain from Namecheap.com. Trust me, I dealt with GoDaddy all the years. Actually, up until 2016, I only dealt with GoDaddy. I had another domain that I can't even remember the name of the company where I was at. And the reason why it was there was because I bought this. It's one of those purchases I got from Flippa, and the domain was registered through another domain provider. I can't even remember the name. So I left it there. I couldn't change it for some reason. I couldn't change it to my own for 60 or 90 days or something like that, just because the person had just switched it themselves. So I left it there. I took over their account. Yes, so GoDaddy was my go-to domain broker up until 2016. And they just became borderline scammers. This is my personal opinion. Their upsells are to the point, like, I know all about upsells. I do upsells myself, right? You always give the option to jump out of an upsell. You cannot force an upsell. You cannot throw an upsell into somebody's account hoping that they forget, and 30 days later you're going to start charging them for some hosting. And while dealing with GoDaddy, you will get those. You will get check marks on your account when you're ordering a domain. They'll check mark a bunch of other stuff trying to get you to fall for it. So another thing that they do, and that was the was my breaking point, was they now sell your information to third party. So the second you buy a domain at GoDaddy, you will, that same day, you will start getting emails and phone calls from these SEO spammers. So let's go back and track. So I was talking about the blog, the host, there you go, the domain, buying your domain. So you should pick your domain. Go to, this is just a recommendation, go to Namecheap.com. They're just amazing so far. You get, the prices are the same no matter wherever you buy a domain name. It's going to cost you, you know, $10-$12 or whatever. So you go there, pick, do a search. They have an option as soon as you get to the front page to do a search to find domains. If you don't know this, most of the domains that you are going to want, somebody already owns. Even if there's no website up in the air with that domain name, somebody probably owns. If you type, you know, knife.com or greenknife.com or amazingcellphone.com, somebody is going to own that. And I have not checked any of these three names I just threw out there. I didn't check. I just looked on my desk and I have a knife there and I have a cell phone and there's my wallet. So openmywallet.com. Try that one. Somebody owns it, guaranteed. They're dictionary words. And if it's something small, compact in a dictionary word, it will have ownership. So you will have to think out of the box when you create your podcast. If you want your podcast to be called the James Show, I would guess that jamesshow.com is probably taken. So you could think out of the box and put, I don't know, James Show HQ as James Show Headquarter, or jamesshowpodcast.com. If you can find the .com, go try to go around and find the .com and use that. Anyway, no more about the domains. You create this WordPress site. Now, if you know about WordPress, it's going to be easy. You're going to need some plugins. If you don't know about WordPress, it's still going to be easy. After you install your website, you're going to go in the back end. When it's done installing, it's going to show you, this is where your website is at. This is your link. It's going to be at, you know, jamespodcast.com, whatever it is. Then jamespodcast/wp-admin, that's going to be where you log into your admin. And they're going to show you that as soon as you finish installing it. So now you click on this admin option. And before, during the installation, they're going to ask you for create a password for your backend. And this is to have your administrative options. You log into that backend, and this is where you're going to go now. And on your right side of this brand new area to you, and this is only brand new to those, again, that have not had a blog before, there's going to be an option that's called plugins. You click on plugins and then you do a search. You're going to do a search for PowerPress. PowerPress is a plugin and it's created by Blueberry, or Blueberry. and that's actually the one I use. Blueberry, I just call it blueberry because it is not written blueberry, but it's very similar. But it's, I believe it's still called blueberry. And there's the two big competitors out there, pretty much, is Lipson and Blueberry. So you go and find this PowerPress plugin, install it. It's, to install it, all you have to do is click a button that says install. And you have to install it. There's another option that says activate. You click on activate and you're going to jump into PowerPress and you're going to see everything is pretty straightforward. You do not need to read the how to run PowerPress for dummies, right? It's going to be pretty straightforward. There's not much that you have to do. You're going to put in the name of your podcast, what it's all about, a title. You're going to create, you know, what is the name, the title that you want to be on iTunes, which is pretty much your number one place to be is iTunes, then Google Play. All the others come and pick up your podcast from there. So another plugin that I always recommend, and this is not mandatory, but to anybody that works with me, I do recommend it all, as if it was mandatory, and it's Yoast SEO. So anyway, at this point, you have installed Yoast SEO, which is an SEO plugin, search engine optimization, which is going to make sure that everything that you post, everything that you write inside this blog is perfectly optimized for Google's crawlers to find you and to rank you towards, obviously, the first page of Google, which is everybody's intention. Now, for you're going to need something that is external to the internet. You're going to need some hardware. You're going to need, obviously, a microphone. A microphone does not have to be a super expensive purchase. They used to be, years ago, the technology that I have in front of me, this is called the Snowball. It is called Blue Snowball. And this is a completely white microphone. It's just called Blue. And the software that this, or this hardware and software, years ago, this would have cost thousands of dollars. Now, 2017 come around and you can buy this for $60. That is, and it's really good. It has a USB plugin. So you plug that in with a USB directly into your laptop, computer, whatever it is you're using. And all you need now is a software for sound recording and editing. In my situation, in everybody's situation, everybody should, I believe, use the same one, unless you have money to throw out the window. Audacity. Some of the biggest podcasts out there use Audacity. It's absolutely free for some reason. You have the option to donate to Audacity, but they have it absolutely free. And that is the only tool I use. I don't use any other sound editing tool or recording, only Audacity. So find Audacity, download it. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. Again, it's absolutely free. And that's what you're going to use. There's going to be an option when you open Audacity. It's going to be an option to record. It's just like an old school recorder. There's play, pause, eject, fast forward, and a bunch of options for sound effects. You know, so you can go and look at the sound, pretty much. I know this sounds weird when you look at the sound, but you look at the waves of the sound when you're speaking. And right now I'm looking at it as I'm talking. And I can see my voice going up and down. It tells you the decibels at which you're recording. And you should try to keep them at the same level, just so I don't talk really loud right now and then really low the second after. And I know I am very bad for that, because when I get excited, my voice jumps. And I can notice that while editing, that sometimes, and I'm podcasting most of the time, let's say 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and my speech is a bit slow. And then I get excited, it jumps to the roof, and the decibels jump to the roof. While, for instance, right now it is 4 o'clock in the afternoon. But at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I have way more energy than at 4 o'clock in the morning, right? Another technique is, and I'm sorry if I am going off track here for a bit, But Pat Flynn, which is another one of my mentors, Pat Flynn has one of the top worldwide podcasts. He actually has several podcasts, but he has one just for questions and answers, and it is a daily podcast, just like mine, Monday to Friday. Pat Flynn podcasts, and he just got a brand new studio. So I don't know how the brand new setup is, but he has a standing desk. And when he lacks energy, he stands up. So he stands up, and I have a standing desk myself. So standing up gives you another vibe, another energy. So, and people can feel it. Just like my podcast yesterday was probably less exciting than today's. Man, I was exhausted. I couldn't keep my eyes open. I was dying to go to bed. But no, today I have nothing else to do here. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, actually 4:20. I'm podcasting full of energy and standing up. And it helps a ton, let me tell you that. So, sorry, James, I and everybody else. I keep jumping around just because this is exciting, man. This is so awesome. So, I mentioned the plugins. There's the only two that you need for a podcast. Actually, there's a third option. If you want people to ask you questions, for instance, using their own voice, I have a plugin myself that I use. And it is SpeakPipe. SpeakPipe. P-I-P-E. And what that does is it gives you a code that you can place anywhere on your website where a sound recorder is going to show up at the customer's side, right? So not on your back end, but at the front end of the site. The client's going to see a record button and it says, ask Quinn whatever you want to ask, whatever. And here's your... the button you press here, and now it records your voice. It will ask you for permission. First, it's going to say, this app wants to try to record the sound from your computer or whatever, and you agree or not. If you don't agree, that it ends there. If you agree, then you start talking and it records your voice, which I actually recommend all of you go do right now. Go to QA, don't do it right now. Wait for the podcast to end. Go to QASellingOnline.com. Find that button and leave me a question. Or just say, hey, Quinn, I don't have a question, but I wanted to say hi. It would actually make my day if you did that. So let's carry on back to the podcast creation. Jumping around a bit, I probably should have wrote notes for this just because it's so simple that I thought, you know, if I'm going to write notes, I'm going to sound a bit more robotic. It's going to sound like I'm reading notes. And right now, I have no notes. I have nothing to read. I don't sound robotic, but I may be jumping around. And I have to apologize for that. Let's carry on. You have your blog. And let me jump back to the people that don't have the blog, don't want a blog. If you're in one of those situations, and I don't recommend you being one of those, like I said, you should have a blog for the show notes and stuff. But I recommend you go to either Libsyn or Blueberry. I'll leave their contacts on the show notes. None of these are affiliate links, nothing. This is direct link to the website. To be honest, I don't even know if they have affiliates. These will not have any kind of affiliate links. You can do a search yourself on Google. It's Blueberry. You can search for Blueberry Host or Libsyn Host or Libsyn Podcast, Blueberry Podcast. Those terms will show up right away in... all it is, it's a host for sound. You use your Audacity software, like I mentioned before. Just find Audacity. I'll leave it on the show notes as well. Download Audacity free, install it on your computer, and start recording. Even if you don't have a podcast right now, even if you're not ready, if you don't have the courage yet to start your podcast, start recording just to test, right? Sit down, record yourself talking for 10 minutes. Then go back and listen. And you will be surprised at what you're going to hear yourself say. For one, you are going to hear all the hums and hums that you didn't know you say. You're going to know that certain things that I never knew that I would say in real life or I didn't know I would say them at least that often. So now I try to control myself. If I'm doing the editing myself, I try to get rid of them, and then I hope it doesn't... Well, you want to sound completely natural, So if the so or the hum is going to be fluent, is going to flow with your conversation, you're going to have to leave it in there. So make sure, if you're not very good at editing, make sure you find somebody. You go to Fiverr.com, find somebody that can edit your sound for you. They'll make sure everything is balanced and you can tell them what to remove, if possible, to remove the hums and this and that. If not, edit it yourself, because if you're not podcasting yet, you have some time to practice. And I recommend you do practice daily, because practicing today and then going back a week later, you more than likely will not remember what you did the week before. If you are like the majority of the millennials, you will not have that kind of concentration. But you need to practice. Do it daily. You know, 10 minutes a day is not gonna burn any of your time. It's actually going to be kind of fun when you start getting into it, when you listen to it. And call your wife, call your husband, hey, come hear me and hear this. And you sit together and hear it. And wow, I can't believe I said that. Find something, if you want to turn it into something fun, find something that you don't remember saying. Find something that you actually found that weird that you would say that. Select that part and put it on repeat and repeat and repeat. And then give yourself the chipmunk voice. You know, the chipmunks and Alvin, Kevin, and whatever the other one's name is, when they speak super fast, that sound is possible to do with Audacity. So pretty much you increase the speed of your voice and you will sound like one of those chipmunks. Just do a bunch of experiments like that and then keep those. Keep those. You don't have to delete them. Save them. Disk space now is pretty much free, right? You can get terabytes, gigabytes, everything bytes. But keep those recordings for the future. You don't have to show them to anybody. In 20 years from now, you're going to find that it's so hilarious that you were that nervous or you would say this thing. But let's carry on. Actually, we're not going to carry on. The podcast ended up going to about 45 minutes long, so I'm going to cut it in half here. Towards the end, I mentioned that I'm going to make a video of all this, the steps by steps, so you can watch the video, just so you can have like a 20 minute here, 20 minute tomorrow, and you break it in half and you'll have a video to watch of step by step me creating a podcast. Thank you very much for listening. This is Q&A podcast 42 that ends up getting broken down to episode 42 and 43. So thank you very much, everybody. I will meet you here tomorrow.